And with that, we begin the Christmas Guitar Hour for 2015. Hello, Leon Atkinson.
Hello, Vern. How are you?
A little bit harried for a lot of reasons, and that's why you're going to need to take care of that for me and with any luck for the rest of our listeners.
Okay. Well, I said that we're going to be flying by the seat of our pants. And I think that made Vern nervous, so you don't need to be
nervous.
No,
it didn't make me nervous.
Oh, okay.
I'm just keeping the plane up and landing it and answering the phones
and doing everything.
First
of all, I always say you can't see what we look like, so that's good because sometimes I come in rather dressed with horse hair on me and whatever. And as I mentioned earlier, we have Paul Grove live in the studio. And I love doing live shows, especially when they're spontaneous like this and you don't know exactly what we're going to be doing. It's nice because the energy of a live performance is nothing like it. So I encourage you over the Christmas holidays, there's a lot of music going on and you need to get out and hear it. Paul, what are you going to play for us?
Well, I'm going to play a piece that I wrote. I'm participating in a concert with the Northwest Sacred Music Chorale on Friday and Saturday night. And I'm always grateful when they invite me to play with them. They've invited me several times. And so I've decided to dedicate this piece to the group and to the people of Coeur d'Alene because it's inspired by Lake Coeur d'Alene. And it's inspired by a day just like today. So it's kind of gray, but it kind of revels in melancholy and the warmth that... I don't know. You know, I've lived here a while, and people always complain, oh, it's so gray, oh, it's so dark, you know. But I think if you make friends with that aspect of living here, many beautiful things can be revealed. And I think this was part of that revelation for me. So this is simply entitled Christmas by the Lake. But I'm thinking of Lake Coeur d'Alene. And if you're over there, you can go see what I mean. The mountains are full of snow, and the sky is gray. And it's barren, and it's certainly not like summertime when everybody's out swimming. So, anyway, hope you like it.
Very lovely, very lovely. The melancholy is there, but it does revel, as you said, and very exquisite playing.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Very, very, very nice.
It's a joy to be here.
And that was a piece written also by Paul Grove and dedicated to the Northwest
Sacred Music Choir.
Thank you. Okay, so that's very, very, very lovely.
Let's come in and give a few details about that concert that he'll be playing it on. It's this Friday and Saturday. It's 7 o'clock on Friday evening and 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, both at Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene. And then in that previous tradition, before our commercial Christmas tradition, in which Christmas doesn't end precisely at noon on December 25th, then they're extending it into the Christmas season and bringing it to Spokane on January 3rd. So we'll be talking about that when we get closer to January 3rd. But still, those two, this Friday and Friday night at 7, Saturday afternoon at 4, Trinity Lutheran Church in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay, that was so beautiful, it got me in the mood to play, Paul. I was just watching the... That was, of course, a Little Drummer Boy, preluded there by an inspiration by the piece that Paul just wrote and just played. So very nice. I want to jump away from guitar for just a minute, and I don't do that very often, but today I think it's a special to do. And then I'll bring it right back to guitar, because this gentleman I'm going to speak of for a minute introduced me to a dear friend, guitarist, who we've had here in Spokane a couple of times. And the person I'm speaking of is Rich Bieber. I never call him Richard, so I'll just call him Rich. He's probably Richard, but no one calls him Richard. And Rich is a very special human being. He taught music in the high school in Sandpoint. Before that, he taught in Colorado. He's a composer. He's an arranger. He has a group that he's put together since he's retired called Four Saxes. And he has written arrangements for them, but unfortunately, I'm not going to play one of his arrangements, because this Christmas album, I don't think he has any of his arrangements on it. But the group is quite good. I first met Mark Gergic, who I've played on this show many times, and Paul and I played with Mark with the symphony, with the Spokane Symphony, when we played the concerto for four guitars, originally written for the Romeros. And Rich told me about this kid that's coming in and playing, and told me when the rehearsals were, and I went, and I met Mark, and I was extremely impressed. And I'm sure anyone that's heard of me has been impressed also. So, Merry Christmas to Rich. Merry Christmas to the Four Saxes. Let me let them play for you first. They're going to play an arrangement of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. That was The Four Saxes, put together by Rich Bieber, and the playing soprano sax and alto sax. Nicole Theate, I think I'm saying that correctly, playing alto. Cindy Horton playing tenor. And Jeff Maloglin playing baritone. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Vern gave Rich, helped to inspire this particular CD, because he told Rich to go find a good room and record. And Rich said that's exactly what he did. He had to say, thank you, Vern. So thank you on the air from Rich.
Well, and we thank him for being proof that music is a lifelong passion and occupation and way of life. And he so exemplifies all those.
I totally agree. And for introducing me to Mark Gagich.
Yeah, there you go.
Merry Christmas. Okay, we're going to go back to live in the studio. And we're going to go back over to Paul Grove. And Paul has a few more Christmas things he's going to play for us.
Yeah, well, keeping with that merry, melancholy mood, I thought I'd lay a little O Come, O Come, Emmanuel on you and okay. And then break out the sunshine a little bit in Lo, How a Rose.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Paul. I am going to grab this guitar that's next to me, which, as you can't not see on the air, but it's a very different looking instrument. It's Paul. Let me, out of tune though. It was in tune a minute ago. Would you describe this to them as I try to get it in tune?
Well, it's rather large. It is like a guitar. It's like a Siamese twin guitar. It has the typical guitar, but then it has six lower strings, as you're hearing now. That's pretty neat. Wow. Where did you get those strings for that guitar?
Labella makes them for us.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. And it's called a harp guitar.
Yes.
Is it built here in the area?
It's built in Sandpoint by the Tone Devil Guitar Company, Tony and Dave. The Rich are in my mind still. Tony and Dave Powell.
Oh, yeah, they're great, great people. Yeah, I know them.
tongue is complaining a little bit, so my fingers begin to find the strings, because it is a very different thing to grab after playing the sixth string.
Indeed.
Seeing if I'm still in tune enough to play it. And I'm just going to doodle a little bit in a Christmas spirit and see if the fingers find what I want to do. It has a tone arm on top, which gives a whole different sound. And this is a cedar top guitar. Well, you're playing a cedar today too, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Cedar sounds a little different than indeed that spruce that I'm playing. Keep tuning. I apologize for the tuning, and it was cold out, and I tuned it several times, it just keeps sliding back out. That's one thing with a string instrument, and when you have this many strings, well, I don't know about that, but I think I'm going to go to my regular guitar, though, this time, so I can stand my ears. But you can hear that it's a beautiful instrument. I'm sorry it's not staying in tune today because of the weather. Guitar.
Right on.
Okay. Oh. And this is the Guitar Hour live in the studio. Certainly Leon, but also Paul Grove with us. And I think we get to hear from both of you before in the next 10 minutes, 11, 12 minutes, something like that.
And maybe I can have Paul play something and join him, or we can decide we can play together on the spot, put Paul right on the spot with me. Oh, yes, I better get back down. Thank you. I have a tendency to go up to 442. I always do that, then I got to come back down. I will be changed. This will be changing on us, but... Thank you.
And I feel like Queen Elizabeth here and the command performance for me here. And so let me describe what just went on. Leon started off with the Christmas song, and then those lovely runs that started coming in were from Paul Grove, and then it just went from there. What a treat. We have about 5 more minutes for a little bit more playing before we go to the reprise that you promised.
I got a Spanish number.
Oh, good.
We can play together.
Okay. You started on him, where it's going.
It's like,
I'll follow you.
I'll just do the tune real slow.
Okay.
You know those moments on Mary and McPartland when they'd get done with the tune and everybody'd start laughing? This is one of those moments.
Catch your breath, Leon. Okay, that was a spontaneous, as I said, it's going to be spontaneous, duo between me and Paul Grove.